Good morning. It is 7:07 on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. I'm Tim. Ben, Josh are here. Dr. Sherry Hopper is our special guest star this morning as we have the morning after the coverage of Election Day yesterday. And it was a blue wave in Shelby County as Shelby County voted for a pro-crime, pro-lockdown, don't get your car tags agenda. And we are reviewing the carnage this morning and sorting out who is to blame and what comes next and what should come next. Our phone number, our platform is open to you always at 901-260-5926. Joining us on the phone line right now from the Conservative Women of Carneyville, we say good morning to Shelly. Shelly, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm okay. I'm not. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not, and that is surprised.
I am not either. We've sort of been noticing the trend with our meetings, just along with our ladies, and even when we opened it up to the general public for men and women to come, where we had various people who were running for offices come and speak at our events or anything that was conservative in nature, and the numbers that were coming were small. And so we just were wondering, where is the apathy coming from? Why? What do we need to do to light a fire under people to get them moving, number one? And number two, we're frustrated because there's a lot of small groups like us who have a passion, but there's no communication in any of that with one another working together. And honestly, the GOP, I believe, there's an issue there, and I know I keep hearing, well, you need to get involved with the GOP, you know, to make your voices heard. Well, we've made our voices heard, but every time that we've had a person coming and speaking, sometimes we're sort of talked down to, and there's mixed messages. Ooh. Everywhere. We don't know the messages. What is the main message here? I can tell you, for me, people were still literally asking me yesterday, who should they be voting for?
That is a terrific point there. And if you are trying to have your voice heard, it may take rounding up some numbers. I think I believe that the next time that they vote on leadership in the Republican Party, I believe, is going to be in April of 2023. Perhaps now is the time, if you don't feel like your voice is heard, is to begin to network and impact the change that way. If they won't hear you now, perhaps you can be heard in April.
That's a good idea. I will definitely be sharing that.
And I know that there are a lot of young Republicans out there, but I didn't see any on the ticket.
None. Not one. Nope. Very, very frustrating.
Who is more to blame? Did the Democrats run a better campaign, or did the Republicans essentially have some big issues and just snatch defeat from the jaws of victory?
I think it's the Republicans. I think, we didn't, I don't want to use the word attack because that's vicious to me, but we did not run on, like y'all were speaking about earlier, about the mask mandates and how, I'm not even calling it a mask mandate right now. It's lockdown. It was lockdown. We didn't run on any of that. We didn't talk about it. We didn't touch on it. That was never even mentioned. And then I feel like our leadership within the GOP, in the Shelby County area themselves, like as a household of four voting members here, we got one flyer in the mail. We didn't get any text. We didn't get any phone calls. And things like that. And it's just perplexing to me because we do have one of our members in our own home who is a Democrat and got multiple texts and a lot more mailers and things like that. And it's just like, I don't know what's wrong with our local system, you know? Like I said, the mixed messages was crazy. We were going back and forth. We heard these people, we should vote for these people. You know, from one respect, and then, oh, no, we need to vote for these. So it's just very confusing.
Shelly, two things. Do you think they just take the base for granted? And this is Ben. Do you think they take your votes for granted? And then also, with you feeling like you're on the outs, and you're the conservative women of Collierville. I mean, your message, your brand is being conservative and having these values. Do you feel like that's not aligning with the rest of the Shelby County, that they are watering down that message of conservative ideals, and that's why you guys are right now clashing heads right now?
Okay, so I do not believe that second part of the question. I don't feel that is accurate. I'm not saying that they are watering down what we feel and what we believe in. I just feel like that we're not being heard, because I know the first time that I met somebody in the Shelby County GOP, I was asking a question, and because I don't know them. And that's on me, but I don't know them, so I'm trying to get to know them. And I felt like I was just sort of brushed aside with, well, if you don't know, you need to get involved. Well, I'm trying, and I'm trying to ask questions. And so to me, it was very belittling almost. It's just because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I'm going to vote for you. I'm still going to vote for the person I believe is right for the office. And I don't believe that they value that. I feel like they've got me in the bag that I'm going to vote for them. Well, that's not true. You still have to show me what you're worth and why I need to vote for you.
Shelley, there's a lot to sit back and reflect on today, for sure. And there's, I think, across much of the Republican Party, the general populace, not the leadership, but at least among the populace, there's a range of emotions from anger to frustration to almost helplessness. There's a lot to unpack, but there has to be some sort of way forward. And I think the way forward is to if the party is not listening to you, then maybe you have to reinvent the party, or maybe you have to take over the party, and they will not help you do that. That is something that you will have to take upon yourself. I'm not saying you specifically, Shelley, but there has to be somebody, whether it be conservative women of Collierville forming a coalition with the young Republicans and the Republicans of all parts of Shelby County. It's going to have to start from the ground up. They're going to have to blow it up figuratively and then rebuild it.
It is. The establishment here, yeah, we're going to have to. It's the only way that we're going to be able to survive. Thank you.
Shelley, thanks for all that you